you know, we've had an incredible run here for the last 5 years. It's a great opportunity for more revenue coming back into these operations, and we're finally maybe beginning to see young people come back to operations because of that. So that's pretty exciting. Of course, on the flip side of that, too, means more capital at risk, too, right? And so that's a little bit of a double-edged sword, but certainly need to be cognizant of that. And then behind all of that is trying to understand what's driving this market. And we've had this just a phenomenal turnaround in beef demand. Consumers like the product we're creating, and they continue to come back and purchase it.
There's always a concern as beef prices climb, consumers will pull away, but that really hasn't happened.
Yeah, it's been incredible, and I think it's one of the great stories of the last 5 years, because not only have they not turned away from beef and higher prices, that's all happened in the context of coming off the financial crisis. And so they've been very contrary to what we would have expected. And I think that's really a remarkable statement to the turnaround in this business. And ultimately what's happened is then, therefore, we are not competing in a commodity business anymore. We're not battling head-to-head with pork and poultry just on a price issue. Our quality differentiates it.
And as Spears notes, a key question is, how much longer are higher cattle prices going to continue?
Obviously, and all this ties back together. You know, if we were in a traditional commodity market, we would expect a run-up in prices and then a sharp snapback. Probably that's not going to happen because we've buffered against that. That we've seen consumers come to this product and they're going to buffer against that sharp kind of turnaround. Probably 2015, we're going to see some consolidation in the market, though. We're probably not going to see an incredible run like we saw last year. The market's going to kind of try to settle out here for the next probably 6 to 12 months and just, you know, in that consolidated kind of phase.
And Spears says there are a couple of things that cattle producers need to be looking at right now.
We have to continue to keep a focus on quality. We never want to compete with pork and poultry on a head-to-head level, and it's quality that differentiates beef. I think the second thing that's very important is we have to keep in mind there's a lot of capital at risk. There's a lot of potential for external risks out there, that things that just, you know, currency risk is a big thing. And therefore, producers have to spend time making sure they understand what's going on around their business.